The unprecedented events of the day of resurrection continue as the risen Jesus appears to his fearful disciples. A week later, after Thomas worships Jesus, Jesus pronounces that the blessings of the resurrection are also for those who, quote, have not seen and yet believe. The Holy Gospel for the second Sunday of Easter is recorded in the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember last year, I think it was maybe third week in October, right in there somewhere, around Halloween, I had to do the thing that I always dread in the fall. I had to close my bedroom window. It was just getting too cold in there at night. So I closed the window because I like having fresh air. But it was getting cold. And when I shut the window, I realized that, yep, it's probably going to stay shut until early April. That's just how it is in North Dakota. When it's winter, I make sure I go in and out the door quick. I don't leave the garage door open any longer than I have to. I kind of seal myself in so that I stay comfortable. Sometimes I think, though, by the end of winter, I'm not so comfortable anymore. Because after having the furnace on for a long time and those windows and doors all closed, it gets pretty stale in the house. And so I was so happy a couple of weeks ago when I could again open that bedroom window and get some fresh air in. And this past Saturday morning, I couldn't believe I heard another sound I hadn't heard for a long time. The sound of rain. Remember that? Evening before yesterday. It rained all night, and in that open window, I could now smell air that was so alive, and it was so fresh, and it was so new, and I thought it had been a long time since I could remember just hearing rainfall, and what a gift it was. And then Pastor Mark shared with me a memory from his childhood, which was a part of my childhood too, but I'd forgotten about it. Another reminder of freshness and newness in the spring when you wash sheets. and then you hang them out on the line. And the warmth of sun and the wonder of spring breeze does something to those sheets. And when you bring them in and put them on the bed, and when you get in bed that night, you just smell the freshness and the newness. What a gift that is. Today we encounter 11 disciples. They have witnessed the resurrection. They've been given a gift of newness of life. But today it's like they're back at Good Friday. They have sealed themselves up in this room, and it's stale in there. There's no life in there. They've sealed themselves up in fear. And Jesus goes through that barrier into that space and says, "Peace be with you." Jesus brings newness into their staleness. Now, we have had this text for the second Sunday of Easter for a long, long time. And so having that text every year after year after year, I find myself wondering, where's a new place I could land? And this year I thought I'd just focus on that simple little phrase, "He breathed on them." Jesus breathed on them. That's being given newness of life, freshness, hope, peace, love, all those things that money can't buy. It's breathed on us through the Holy Spirit. So we're not supposed to be stale people. We're called to be Easter people. And so today, hear again that we've been given newness of life, a fresh word. Life wins out over death. Jesus will have us for eternity. I say that because right after Easter, what happens? After all the festivity of the day, a week later, we're kind of back to our old routine, our old ways, our old fears, our old staleness. But we're Easter people. And so remember that today. And then maybe, just maybe, open up a window, wash some sheets and hang them out to dry, and be reminded of the Word of God that is always new and fresh for me and for you. Thanks be to God. Amen.